Hello, everyone. I am Jack, your host for this Little Chompers episode with co-host Sydney.
Hi.
Hi, Sid.
How are you, Jack?
I'm doing good. I'm here to divulge all my hobbies and secrets that I have going on in my life. All my interests.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. It'll take 2 minutes.
Grant's here, too. It'll take 2 minutes. How are you, Grant?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys? And
good.
Sorry, Grant. I didn't mean to. I'm not used to the.
Hey, Jack, what the fuck?
Introducing a third person.
That's okay. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Well, you know, I had to fly in for this. I'm not always in town. So, you know.
And we appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. And boy, are my arms tired.
Okay. I appreciate it less now.
I'll fly anyway. Myself out.
I'll leave. So, yeah, this is another Little Chompers episode, just to fill y'all in on what we've been up to, what we're doing. Peek behind the curtains. Sometimes we film these not that far apart. So some of the stuff we might have been reading or watching in the last episode, we may still be reading or watching. But, you know, yeah. It's just what we're up to. So let's see. I don't have any new movies that I've watched that are scary coded. I haven't been watching that much recently. I did want to go see the new Five Nights at Freddy's 2. But my work friends went without me, so I'll just have to go alone.
Oh, you mean work enemies then, students?
I know. I wasn't actually mad, but I did like give one of them a hard time for the rest of the day. They're like, I don't know how to make it up to you. You could come with. And I was like, no, I don't need your fucking petty invite because I'm petty. I'm petty as fuck. It's fine.
Well, maybe we'll I should surprise everyone and say that I watched a horror movie that wasn't on this podcast.
Did you?
Yes. I watched the Amityville Horror, the 2005 with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
You know, that was the first time I'd ever seen Ryan Reynolds in anything, was in that movie.
Wow. Okay. So, that's kind of the whole point I watched it because, everything I've seen him in, it was a funny role. So he was serious in this, and that was kind of odd to see him. So that's weird that you had that perspective of, like, that's the only thing you'd seen him.
It was a weird introduction to Ryan Reynolds.
Because definitely not how he is in any other movies.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, it was I haven't seen the original one, so I don't know what to compare to it, and I haven't read the book or anything like that. So. Sure. But, yeah, it was good. He did a good job of, like, slowly kind of, like, slipping into psychosis or possession or whatever you want to call it, but – I don't know how much we should say. Maybe that's one we watch later at some point. But yeah, it wasn't bad.
I think we should. Maybe the original. Well, I don't know. We'll talk about it. But that's cool. Yeah. Look at you growing. Was it your idea to watch it or was it someone else's idea?
No, someone else's.
Yeah. Whatever. We'll take the win.
Yeah, I was going to stop you at the growing part because no, that's not.
Like, no growth
shrinking.
Happened.
Yeah, going the other way. Anything?
What about you, Grant? Anything, any movies you watched recently?
And pretty sparse on the movie front. I don't know. I just haven't had time to get out to the theater much and haven't really watched too much at home.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cold to go out to the movie.
That sucks.
That too.
I will say this year I've never seen, was it White Christmas? And I watched the other day. I've never seen it. I know it's a classic. I know it's one that, you know, a lot of people hold dear to them, but I had never watched it. I'd always seen it on TV. And I think every time I passed by the TV, there'd be some song and dance number in an entirely different setting. And I'm like, what the fuck is this movie about? But, and then you find out that is what it's about. They're a song and dance, troupe doing different
it's like,
sketches.
Nailed
and
it.
I'm like, oh, that's why it didn't make any sense.
Got it. That's funny.
Seen
did you like it?
Passing. It was really good. Yeah. I mean, it definitely captures that spirit of a Christmas movie of like, you know, group of people coming together to do a selfless good towards a person who's a little down on their luck. You know, very much the one where Angel gets its wings.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, which that one I only remember the Rocko Modern Life version. So, you know,
that
every time a gas cap gets returned, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah, your teacher's full of snot.
Yes.
Every time.
Teach for snot.
So good.
That's fun. Well, that's cool. We used to watch that movie after that one and Holiday Inn. We'd watch after we had a choir concert. The next day, the choir teacher would just be like, I'm not teaching you guys jack shit today. Watch this musical movie.
Nice. The equivalent of like the teacher rolling in the AV cart with the TV. Yeah. And
absolutely. Nice. Those were nice. The best days. Yes, they were. Great.
Because you knew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a cinch.
It's easy. The teacher doesn't give a fuck what we do. Yeah. Oh, I will say I did watch for Thanksgiving. I watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, nice.
I was trying to think of like a Thanksgiving movie. And that one is such a good time. Like Steve Martin, yeah. John Candy. Mm-hmm. Always a pleasure.
That's good. Yeah.
And Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. Quite the.
In Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
That's, who is it? It's the mom from Home Alone. Right?
That's Home Alone. Yeah, but he.
No.
That is Catherine.
But O'Hara. She's in it.
Yeah.
He bumps into her and he offers her a ride, right?
No, that's Home Alone.
No. This is Planes, Trains,
and Automobiles. That's not in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
One sec.
On the fly research. I swear.
All right, everybody's on the fly researching.
On the fly research, we're doing this.
I know I'm right. Damn it, I just watched it.
Layla That's Robbins?
Home Alone. He gives her a ride home in his little polka band.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think...
So that's in Planes, Trains, and Home Alone Automobiles.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Crossover. It's an underrated classic. A lot of
you
people
see
seen
how
it.
You are, Grant.
Kevin blows up.
John Candy. He's everything. He's only John Candy in movies.
I love him so much. Gone too soon, John so Candy.
Good. Oh, 100%. Great Outdoors. Fucking watched that shit a lot as a kid.
Uncle Buck. It's
good stuff. Uncle Buck. Yeah.
Oh. I did watch the new Naked Gun with Leslie.
Did you?
Liam Neeson.
How was it?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. There were some pretty funny gimmicks in there. I mean, the original is the original. It's hard to touch that one.
Oh, sure.
But
yeah,
I don't know. It was a quick watch, which, you know, that's always my like main thing I'm looking
that's
for.
That's your goal.
Yep. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It was ridiculous.
I was going to say, were like the gags of a similar style, at least, of the other Naked Guns?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not as intense and that frequent, but it was more weird seeing Liam Neeson respond to that kind of stuff. Like, he did a pretty good job. I was surprised because, you know, he's always like, daughter, my daughter. And then this
that's the thing. Now, I don't know if you've had this similar experience, but like, when those Taken movies were first coming out, my parents were a little appalled because Liam Neeson apparently was always known as like the romance guy. He did a lot of like romance movies when he was a younger actor. And so they're like, he's doing action movies? Like, what, he's trying to be a tough guy now?
That's funny.
So it's funny that he then comes into the comedy role. Because, I mean, that was the same with the original Naked Guns. Leslie Nielsen was a very straight, you know, straight man actor, like he was, you know, tough and by the book and everything. And so when he plays that character, it's all that, like, it just elevates the comedy because he's like pulling himself out of his own characters that people were used to seeing him as.
I don't think I've ever seen Naked Gun movies. I've seen Airplane, but not Naked Gun.
I mean, it's in the same vein. It's just ridiculous. It's like the cop version of that, of Airplane.
Mm-hmm. I loved Airplane, so maybe I'll have to check them out.
Airplane's so good.
Mm-hmm.
That movie, Airplane, was full of it. Like, most of those actors had played very similar roles, but as a straight, no comedy, you know, character. And so they're all playing against their own roles. Like, what's the one lady who's like, excuse me, stewardess, I speak a little jive. That was the mom from, that old family TV show.
Leo Deer? I have no idea.
Older, I think.
Oh.
Sorry, that's going to bug me. But she was like the face of the stay-at-home, nice, sweet, always loving mom.
It's not June Cleaver or June Ward?
Maybe it was Cleaver. I mean,
Barbara Billingsley. It says Jive Lady, so I assume that's
Yeah, yeah.
Jive Lady. Oh, Leave It to Beaver. She was Jive that. Lady. Mork and Mindy.
Okay, yes. She was probably the mom in Leave It to Beaver.
Nice.
So, like, again, very, like, the doting, lovable, warm mother. I speak a little jive, like, not something you would expect to hear from her.
No, that is also a good movie. Well, okay, I have been reading some new books. Actually, okay.
Ooh, yeah?
Y'all, I did not tell you about this when I started it yesterday because I wanted to say it on the podcast. I started a new book, and I'm listening to it on audiobook. It's called Your Favorite Scary Movie by Ashley Collins, and it is all about, like, the making of Scream, how it got made and everything. Guess who narrates the motherfucking audiobook? It blew me away. No, it's Roger the Gaskins or Jack Jackson or something. It's the guy who is the actor who does the Scream, the Ghostface voice.
Oh.
So when he starts each chapter, he's like, chapter one. And I was like, what? That's fucking Ghostface. Nice. Ghostface is reading me a book.
So the whole thing's like that?
Well, no, he only does it for the chapter introductions, and he'll read it in his normal voice. But it's a really good book. Like, there's a lot of interesting little facts about Kevin Williamson, the writer, and then Wes Craven. And it's very good. If you want more of a deep dive into Scream, I recommend that book. It's nonfiction, obviously.
I don't know if I do. I think I got my taste. I got my fill.
Yeah, well, other people who might actually care about that. Okay. It's called Your Favorite Movie by Ashley Collins. Your Favorite Scary Movie. It's very good.
I mean, as an audiobook, having that as your narrator, that's a good get. That's awesome.
I just nerded out in my office, and I'm like, I have no one to tell this about. God damn it! It's very exciting. One. Oh, so good. Anyways, he stubbed it.
Every time he stubs his toe or something.
God damn it.
Ow.
Get back here, you damn kids.
And then the other book I'm reading right now is called Bury Our Bones in the Midnight Soil by V.E. Schwab, which is very, very good. It's huge. It's like 500 some pages, but it's three different women. It starts in 1532 Spain, and it's of like, course. Obviously, as one does. So there's Maria / Sabine in Spain. There's Alice in 2019 in Boston, Massachusetts. And then there's Lottie in 1832 London. And it's just kind of like, how do these three come together? Who's a vampire? What does that relationship look like? And it's toxic and sapphic. And it's so fucking good. And it does not feel like it's 513 pages because she's such a good writer.
Nice.
Worth it.
Sounds very interesting. You definitely, you can plow through the books pretty good. You quick reader.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, I try. Thank you. Do what I can.
I mean, it comes with practice, I'm sure. But still, it's impressive.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Get ready to not compliment me, because I'm still reading Splendid in the Vial by Eric Larson. Still reading that book. Same book as last time.
Nonfiction takes longer,
Jack,
too.
Jack, you're a good person. Ha, take that.
take that.
Damn it. I wasn't expecting that.
son of a bitch. No.
I like your commitment to nonfiction. Like, you seek out a lot of knowledge, and I think that's very commendable. And it's not just like, nothing wrong with self-help books, but it's not just self-help books. It's like, you want to learn about all these different things in history. And I think that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, seek it out. Maybe don't retain it very well, but yeah, I do like reading that.
So,
That's the topics I like. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I also read a book I didn't really like. So,
Speech.
Well, how dare that book?
Speech. You got to come on. You got to talk about it.
What?
Why did it suck? What was? Yeah.
It's a sequel.
How terrible!
It's a sequel. That came out like 10 years after not 10 years, but it's We Love You, Bunny by Mona Awad. It's her follow-up to Bunny. And I was, I think, probably also like really excited about it because Bunny is a fucking weird-ass wild ride. Like, Bunny is these women in their MFA program, and main character gets invited into like this group of four women who are very sugar sweet, and they call each other Bunny. And they're like, Bunny, come be part of our group. book two starts off so good because you're inside the head of the bunnies and you find out the women, they just call each other bunnies. You find out like why each one did what they did. And then it just gets fucking weird. And I was like, who was this for? Like, I don't know that we needed this much of a follow up. But gotcha. Who knows? You may still love it, but I don't. It wasn't for me. That's all.
Sounds akin to my BFA program. So I feel you.
Oh, Bunny, you might love it.
Oh, Bunny.
Yeah.
No, I would say I haven't watched any movies, but I did plow through season two of Has Been a Hotel.
Oh.
Which, again, there's a lot of music. So to the musically averse, they don't want like a musical number and everything if they don't like any Bollywood movie. Like, this isn't you. But
so maybe not for Jack.
It's
a good
watch. It's very interesting. I think I appreciate it. I think if I was a younger person, I would really be into it more.
Okay.
Because it's definitely, it deals with adult topics, but it doesn't necessarily deal with them in an adult way. It's kind of a little playful. It pokes at it and tries to be a positive message. I keep hearing noise about some problematic things from someone involved, like the writer or director or something. I don't know. I don't listen to any of that. Separate the art from the artist. The show's pretty good. It's a good, easy watch.
Yeah.
Nothing too complicated. It's fun. The musical numbers, I will say the one thing I really appreciate is their musical numbers. They're not like songs for song's sake. Like they seem to be more like the character speaking, but they're just singing it. I made it more of a reference to when I was talking to a friend about it. It's like the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, where they're still trying to do the same dialogue and speech, but they have to sing everything.
Okay.
So it's very much akin to that. Like, it's goofy. At one point, she's on this big, it's like the first episode, so I'm not spoiling anything, but she's on this big musical number about how she's going to save hell, because she's the princess of hell. She's Satan's daughter.
Obviously.
Lucifer's daughter. Sorry, not Satan. Like, let's get our biblically accurate names going. But she's like, oh, and I'm going to save everybody. And then there's some people like eating a corpse and some of the guts splashes into her eye. And she's like, and I got some of his guts in my eye. Like, keeps going with the tune and she's visibly distressed.
It's fun. A couple of coworkers recommend that show to me. It's, and now with you too, I've heard good things. But I've also heard that like the lyrics the dialogue is like whatever, but the songs are really good and it's a good time. So
Okay.
I added to my list.
Yeah. It's not like, oh my God, this is the best written show ever. It's like, but there is characters, there is development. It's very like, I think it is geared more towards, placating towards a younger audience, but it's fun. It's just a nice, easy watch.
Okay. I will add it to my list. Not horror related. Weirdly, the last week of Thanksgiving, November recently, I've gotten back into, I played basketball a million years ago in junior high and I watched it as a kid when we lived elsewhere. And I've gotten back into watching it. So I like, because Peacock like has basketball games. So I've started watching like the Portland Trail Blazers play their little games. I'm like, oh, I forgot how much fun it is to like watch basketball games. So there you go.
So you started shooting hoops.
That's again. What I thought too. Yeah.
No, because there's no one here to play basketball with. I would. I like playing.
Why the hell not? Like, Sid, it's so nice all the time.
Just go to your local Y.
Good time.
Dunk on some fools. You know, you could do that.
Just run around with a basketball like, what up, bitches? Take me on.
Because you just got dunked on.
What up? Like, junior high was a minute ago, so I don't know if I still got any skills. But it's also, I don't know. I remember a million years ago, like, used to play a tiny bit of, like, baseball with my dad. And we'd play some tennis. And then we'd play basketball. And I appreciate that, like, he'd come home tired from work, but he'd still come outside and play basketball with me. So that's probably why I like it so much. But, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
So let's go basketball.
Yeah. Shoot some hoops.
Well, if we're ever all together in the same place again, the three of us can play basketball. Ooh. It'll be fun. I guess we need two more people.
I'll warm the bench.
I'd be down.
Like immediately both of you were like, ooh, actually.
No. I mean, Jack, you get a big finger, the big hand foam finger.
Oh. Fucking
rock out with your socks out. Or like Jerry okay. or something, a little brewski in the stands or something.
Cheer you on.
No, okay. I wanted to share a little story. I don't know if, Sydney, I don't know if you know this story. I may have said it once before, but Jack, I'm sure I've never told you, is that when I was a little kid, like I was probably 10, something like that, I used to play a lot of basketball. And I was getting really good. I'm left-handed, and I was doing really good at doing a hook shot. And I was a little kid, and I still sometimes say the worst thing, meaning the opposite. But I said, oh, man, when I grow up, maybe I'm going to be a hooker.
I did not know that story. That's
and a good one. Boy, after the words came out of my mouth, I said, I didn't. I meant a hook shot guy on the court. On the court, guys. On the court.
I didn't mean it that way. That's wonderful. No, I had not heard that story before.
Believe me, I caught some shit after I said that.
They're like, you did.
He's going to be the hooker.
That's like something that follows you throughout the rest of your school career.
Yes.
Oh, I kept saying worse things, so it didn't stick. Okay.
You went to new lows. Okay.
Can confirm. That is correct.
Brain no work good sometimes. So.
Yeah.
Love that.
When we lived elsewhere as a kid, my neighbors had a bunch of... Oh, it wasn't those neighbors. It was a neighbor across the street had like a German Shepherd that would come over and play with the other dogs. So like the Rottweilers and the Golden Retriever. And the Golden Retriever and the Rottweilers were all well behaved. But the German Shepherd like really wanted to play basketball. So he was in there because we're just playing with a bunch of neighborhood kids. And I got in the way of his mouth because his mouth was open to get the basketball. He wasn't being mean. But I was like 8. And it's a German Shepherd mouth, and his mouth closed on my hip, and I got a bruise like all the way up. And surprisingly, I'm still not afraid of big dogs. I should be, but like maybe it's because I knew he didn't mean to do it. But yeah,
sure, yeah,
yeah. Jerk.
the German Air Bud.
Yeah, that was a rough bite.
There's no rules that say dogs can't play basketball.
That's right. He was great other than that. That's all right. He didn't mean to.
No, he a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Me.
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 Oh, it's awesome.
Ooh. Okay, there's a YouTuber I watch. She's based in England now, but I think she's Irish. But she recommends like a lot of spooky books, and she'll do like different themes. And she just did one for Christmas and winter. And there is a book that she recommended that I really want to read. It's short stories, because she talked about like the tradition of like reading ghost stories around the fire on Christmas Eve and how that really came to fruition in like the Victorian era. Yeah.
Hmm.
She was talking about this book I want to check out called The Winter Spirits, Ghostly Tales for Frosty Nights. And it's put together by Bridget Collins. And I don't know. It was just a lot of like ghost stories. And I like that when they do stuff like that, it's Christmas horror, but it's also like Krampus, or it's horror from like different countries. And it's cool to see how different people do stuff.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I haven't gotten it yet, but.
Not quite Christmas, but like winter themed of the Snow Queen was always a
oof. Ooh, yeah.
That's quite a tale. No, that's
stuff
cool.
Like that.
Did you find a place where you could get the book, or?
I will probably have to interlibrary loan it. So I don't think anyone here has it, but I'll just borrow it from a library in a different city.
Work them connections, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, get it.
which I always wanted the Pagemaster to do. This is a really nerdy diversion. Sorry. You guys saw the Pagemaster when you were small.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great movie. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's very young Macaulay Culkin. I think he's like 11 or 12 in this. And he runs into a library to escape a storm. And he's this huge scaredy cat. But he like trips and falls on the floor and knocks himself out. And basically like spawns into the library like as a cartoon. Ugh. And like he finds three books. He finds fantasy, horror, and adventure as books. And Whoopi Goldberg she voices fantasy. Patrick Stewart voices adventure. And then Frank Weller, I think, voices horror. Anyways, it's super cute. They have to go through the library and like have adventures and all that. And everyone learns a lesson. Great. But I always wanted Pagemaster 2 to be like, you know, the books having an adventure and going through like interlibrary loan, and they have adventures in different cities and all this stuff. And it's very nerdy. And I just want someone to make it for me. Also, that movie makes me cry every time because I'm very cool.
Thank you. Well, and you can mix the man going unconscious into the book with the man who is in a movie coming into real life.
Ooh, there you go.
You know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Last Action Hero.
Oh, that's right. You did make me watch that, which was surprisingly a good time.
Rubber baby bumpy bumpus. Say that three times fast.
I was annoyed that I had a good time watching that. You were like, no, it's great. I'm like, this is going to be stupid.
It's actually a good movie. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good watch. It's charming, you know, and
which another awesome Arnold Schwarzenegger movie coming up for Christmas is Jingle All the Way. That's a good time.
Oh, true.
Rest in peace, Phil Hartman.
Oh, right. Phil's in it.
Mm. Yeah. Mm, these cookies. I love that movie. So stupid.
Well, and I didn't mention this before, but it was another game that I played a while back, but mm-hmm. just wanted to mention it to you, Jack and Sid, Bloomin' Rage. Again, I'm a sucker for a coming of age story, and this is kind of half that, but also half a kind of holes in your nostalgia kind of tale. So, give a brief synopsis. These four girls were in a band when they were little girls. They're all grown up, and they meet up at a bar because they received a package that was mailed to their band, Bloomin' Rage. And they haven't seen each other because they made a promise to never talk to each other again, like 10 years ago.
As one does.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly. You're like, wait, what? This doesn't make any sense. But they get this package, and so they're breaking this promise and meeting back up, and you slowly find out that some shit went down 10 years ago when they had their band. And so you have to play this game where you like are making these dialogue decisions, and it's done by Don't Nod, who are very good at making your narrative decisions have weight.
So
at the end of the game, like, it gave me a breakdown of my decisions and what happened. And like, you can save or kill this guy. You can have a girl with or against you on your side as like one of the friends. And there's all of this. It's very, very detailed, but it drives in on that nostalgia feel. The main character, the one you play as, has an old VHS camcorder. And so you get to play her recording when you're hanging out as friends. Oh, you can record whatever. And then at the end, it shows you a little slideshow movie of the things you recorded.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
It's just very kind of neat.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun time.
Again, sucker for a coming of age story. And it was another very like Stand By Me kind of motif of young people stumbling into adult situations without any reference.
Yeah.
And the choices they try to make along the way.
Hmm. That's fun. Okay, well, it's very old because I need to try to play more video games. It's been a long time, but a million years ago, I used to play Abe's Odyssey. Did you guys play that one?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I played it on the computer, and I made it all the way in, all the way to the end, and my goal was to go as fast as possible. And it was like, you finished the game. And it's like, but you didn't save anybody, so you lose. And then I had to start the whole game back over
again. Oh, no.
I was like, oh, but I finished it.
Oh.
I was so mad. This game's stupid. That's right.
Because, yeah, there was like little other alien dudes that were like trapped or in danger. Yeah, that you had to run
the Mudokons. Yeah. You're supposed to save them. And I'm like, that looks hard. I'm just going to skip it. No, apparently not.
The Mudokons.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, that's going back.
Isn't that? Couldn't you like fart in that game? And it was like a one of the
attacks. I think so. It was a button or something. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that. You could hypnotize the enemies and make them do your bidding. You could, he also like laughed a lot, like hee hee hee. I don't know. It's a fun game. I also played Wolfenstein 3D back in the day. Those are old graphics. You're fighting Nazis. Go.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. Got to get the big Tommy gun.
Mein Leben.
Mein Leben. And you had to fight like
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Cyborg.
He's just
Hitler.
Asking if you speak German.
Yeah, Mega Hitler. Yeah, it was always.
Yeah, Mega Hitler.
See? He speaks German. Nobody who speaks German could be evil.
Obviously.
It's a Simpsons quote for anyone.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
No, that doesn't say Die Bart Die. It says Die Bart D, which is German for the Bart. The
Bart.
Duh. Oh, see? He speaks German.
I did watch, saw on YouTube, kind of going back to that thread, there's a series called Album in a Day, and it's done by Rob Scallon and Andrew Huang, I think is his name. They're like two separate dudes that like are friends and like come together. So what they do is they'll like give themselves a time of say 12 hours, and they have to write an entire album. And usually it's in October.
Dang.
It's so awesome because you get to see like the creative process of like, they'll hit a roadblock and like have to overcome that somehow. So usually like sometimes they'll write like songs together. Sometimes like they'll each start their own song and then like the other person will come back later and like be inspired by what the other person wrote and write something to it. And this year's was pretty cool because they did it in a guitar center. Usually they do it in their own place, but they talked a guitar center into letting them like hang out all day and like do this. So they just have the run of the mill. They can pick any instrument on the walls, any of the drum sets. And there's like a lot of fans that come and interact with them.
That's fun.
And then they like wrap it up at the end and like mix it and actually release the album, release the songs. And it's, some of them are pretty funny. Like it's a really, some of the songs are weird, but you just kind of get like a different, like each has like kind of a different vibe and you get to kind of hear their musical influences. Both apart and then together, so pretty cool. I watched that recently.
That's a cool concept.
Yeah, it's really neat, and they've been doing it for years. So there's there's like 4 or 5 years of them doing this. But this more most recent one was probably one of the better ones I remember. So
nice.
Also, music related, went and saw Heart, the band, not too long ago.
Whoa.
And they killed
it. Is that fun?
Not Hardy.
Not Hardy. Oh, okay.
Well, I was a Hardy. That's what they call Hardy.
They've
fans.
All heard it now. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, they call you Hardys. Yeah.
The Hardy Boys.
Yeah. No, but you know, Heart, obviously, the Barracuda and all that. So, like, Crazy on You. They played all the hits, and then they did a lot of covers, too. They did some Zeppelin covers, which was really cool. But, like, Ann Wilson still has the voice. It's insane. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Seeing that. And Nancy Wilson is still great on the guitar. They had, like, like a all-star lineup of musicians that just killed it. And it was a great night. So,
dang.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I think it was
That'd be a cool show to see.
Year. So that was kind of the tour is like 50 years of Heart, which is nuts.
Dang. 50 years.
Yeah.
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 Crazy on you.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It was so good. God damn.
The her voice is insane.
Vocals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She got some pipes.
Oh, yeah.
Did when they were making their album, did they ever take a piece of board and put some nails up on it and take some red string,
you know,
and weave it around to really get the
I've never seen the making of, but I think that's how every band makes their albums, is you have to be influenced by like Black Magic and Devils and
Demons. Yeah, that's what I figured. I saw a movie and that's how they did it. Like, you know, sometimes they were going dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig-a, and you come in with a
then you play
took me way too long to get your fucking reference. Just like, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We'll start in the tarts, baby.
Oh, let's start in the tarts.
Which, if you haven't listened to our Queen of the Damned episode, please go back and do that. Mm. Well, start in the tarts might be my favorite.
And
like, I still want to kind of make a shirt and then put like tour dates and everything.
I'm telling, well, we need to get, yeah, I want to start doing merch too. Well, yes, we'll start in the tarts with tour dates on the back would be fucking epic. Well, I would buy one of those.
What would be great is, because this is pretty much what happened in the movie, is just one date. It's just a point and it's right in the middle.
One night only.
Australia. Yeah. In the outback, Australia. Yeah.
Yes.
Very limited edition.
Amazing.
We'll start in the tarts.
We'll start in the tarts. Yeah.
The other one we were referencing was Studio 666, which we did an episode on as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to our Studio 666 episode, please go back and listen to that now, because I apparently fucked up the reference. Sorry about that, Jack and Grant. Oh,
hey, two musical references. Did.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm always here for a deep reference.
I do know that about you.
Who's trying to get the autobiographical quotations for that.
I do know that about you. Oh, Frankenstein just came in on my Libby audiobook, which I have not seen the movie yet because I've never read Frankenstein, so I want to read Frankenstein before I go see Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Now I finally can.
They made some changes, but
that's what I heard too. So I wanted to see the source material first. Oh,
sure.
That reminds me. Okay. It is I don't remember who wrote it, so I'll have to look it up, but there is a really good dual biography about Mary Shelley and her mother, Mary Wollstonecraft, which I don't know if I've talked to you guys about yet. It's by Charlotte Gordon. It's called Romantic Outlaws. And it gave me a lot about like the writing of Frankenstein and Mary Shelley's life in general. But B, I didn't know jack shit about Mary Wollstonecraft and like the romantic period and how much of like a outlier she was, and it was really good. And I ended up buying some of Mary Wollstonecraft's works off of like thrift books.
Nice.
Romantic Outlaws is really good.
Nice. The the list of books is ever growing. It's so hard to keep up.
Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Sorry. I have had friends be like, "Oh, I need a book recommendation." I'm like, are you sure? Like, what are we looking for? And then they'll give me what they're looking for. And I'm like, oh, okay, so you could do this or this or this or this or that. Like, I try to limit it to 10. I try so hard. And then they don't ask me again for a while.
Well, because they're reading all the books.
I know. I'm just so excited to recommending books to people is probably one of my favorite things.
Me too.
The listeners, if you ever want a book recommendation, write in and I'll find you something.
Yeah, and you can write in at finalfempodcast@gmail.com. Or at Final Fan Podcast on Instagram.
Please do. Check them. I will give you a book recommendation. I'm happy to.
Careful. You could have a full-time job outside of that.
I would. If I could just get a full-time job as Reader's Advisory Librarian and that was all I did for work, I would be a happy little clam.
Yeah.
Happy little vampire? Sorry.
Let's start.
Sorry.
Bleh. Yeah, it'd be a very difficult thing because you have to be so well read to really recommend have good recommendations, and I'm way too narrow in my reading to be able to do that. So
I try to read broadly. There's some genres I can't really get into, but I try to make it pretty broad so I can find at least something I could recommend to you. Mm-hmm. And then there's also tools, or I'll also tap in somebody. Like, if you're asking for a genre I know fuck all about, I do have friends that read that genre, and I will just ask them for recommendations. So write to me with your queries. I'm happy to recommend you books. Write to Jack with song requests and write to Grant with video game requests.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you can ask Grant and I for movie recommendations. That's right.
Get you covered. Whatever your media, you know, whatever media you need satiated in.
That's right. We got you, fam.
We'll make up a dish so delectable.
Oh,
you'll chop it down.
Yes,
we won't let Jack make you the cocktails, though, because sometimes his cocktails are deadly and can kill you. You make murder cocktails. Don't give me that look.
We watch murder movies. What else am I supposed to do?
I suppose that's true.
Legit.
I don't want to have to put a disclaimer on our podcast. Like, hopefully no one's actually making some of that stuff.
Please don't.
Like,
please don't.
Don't
make
the thing cocktail that was like flamethrowers and ice and acid all put together. Like, don't do that.
Yeah. You're like, here are some things that will kill you. Ta-da! Jack does have all your music needs down, don't you, Jack?
Again, if it's within a very narrow band. The band meaning like section of music. Sure.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That has been our.
We don't want to chomp off too big of a bite.
No.
Chomp.
There's a whole pizza left. Take small bites.
There is a whole pizza left. That's right.
Radical.
Tubular. Oh, God, I'm hungry.
You did that to yourself.
I know.
Well, that has been our third Little Chompers episode. Just a update, check in with your hosts and Grant. You're a host, too.
Hooray.
I hosted one.
Yeah.
You did, yeah. Grant's a co-host.
Got a whole
now.
Movie under my belt.
The weirdest fucking movie, too.
I got more if you want them.
Uh-oh. I believe you. We will take you up on that at some point.
Absolutely.
I say, one of these days, I'll do Deep Red with you guys. I'll bring you into the Italian horror.
I feel like I just should be afraid every time you
can fuck with that.
Movies.
Italian horror is, it's old. It's like 70s cinema. But still, it's very plot heavy and not so much on the gore.
Oh.
Okay. Can fuck with
that. It's usually very artistic, which is their way of saying they didn't have the budget to do much gore, so they left it to the imagination.
We can't afford it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I support that. Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you. We see everyone.
Yeah. You'll hear
everyone
us.
That listens, we see you.
We'll find you.
We'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Say ya.
Hey, oh yeah.
Say ya.
Say ya. See ya, bye.
Bye. Oh my God, David Hills.